Acts chapter 22. Now, this is Paul when he's on the stairs and he's been grabbed by the Romans to stop the Jews killing him in Jerusalem. And he says, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense which I now make to you." When they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they were even more silent. So if you want to really get through to people, you've got to speak to them in their language, in their terms, rather than just saying, "Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't care whether you understand me or not." But if you really care for people, then you will try to talk to them in a way that they understand. "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city," that's Jerusalem, "at the feet of Gamaliel," he was one of the great Jewish teachers, "instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, even as you all are this day." So he starts off by recognizing that, yes, you're zealous for God. I've just been trying to kill him. So it's being positive as far as you can be to try to build a bridge between you and people. So he's saying, "You're Jews and I'm a Jew as well." So he's trying to build a bridge. "And I persecuted this way," that is Christianity, "to the death, binding and putting into prison both men and women." Now, in those days, religion was generally just for men, but true Christianity, of course, appeals to all people, and so women as well believed and were persecuted by Paul. And he said, "The high priest can bear me witness about this, and all the council of the elders, from whom also I received letters to the brothers and journeyed to Damascus to bring them also that were there to Jerusalem in chains to be punished. And it happened that as I travelled and was coming near Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' Well, this was the voice of Jesus. And by persecuting the brothers and sisters in Christ, he was persecuting Christ. So whatever you do to people who are the people of Jesus, you are doing to him. If you feed them and care for them, that's what you're doing to him. And when he comes back, he will say to the righteous, 'Well done, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.' And they'll say, 'No, when did we do that?' And he will say, 'Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.'" And of course, the same way, if we're nasty to people who are in Christ, if we say we don't want anything to do with them and all that, well, that's what we're saying to Jesus. And so our behavior to people, especially to our brothers and sisters in Christ, is the basis upon which we will be judged at the last day. So we're given brothers and sisters in Jesus to test us, really. And some of them can be very difficult. And it's our attitude to them and to the little ones, those who are weak in faith, that Jesus is particularly looking at, and which the Bible says will be the basis for how we are judged. So you've got to be extra loving and kind and nice, knowing that this is the basis upon which we'll be judged. And likewise, if people do horrible things to you and you're in Christ, that's what they're doing to Jesus. And he feels whatever they do to you because they're doing it to him. If they say nasty things about you, he feels it. If you're hurt about it, cry about it, he cries with you. And so Jesus said to Paul, or Saul as he was then, "Why do you persecute me?" And I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, but they didn't understand the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Arise and go into Damascus, and there you shall be told all things which are appointed for you to do.' And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand by those that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well reported of by all the Jews who lived there, but he was a Christian, he came to me, and standing by me, he said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And in that very moment I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one, that's Jesus, and to hear a voice from his mouth, because you shall be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why do you delay? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. So, immediately, without delay, we should be baptized when we believe. And it happened that when I had returned to Jerusalem, and while I prayed in the temple, I fell into a trance, like a dream. And I saw him saying to me, quickly, get out of Jerusalem, because they will not welcome your testimony about me. And I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of Stephen, your witness, was shed, I also was standing by and approved and guarded the clothes of those who killed him. And he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles, to the non-Jews. And they listened until this word, when he said, I was sent to preach to the Gentiles, because the Jews just hated the Gentiles. They, in the spiritual sense, they did not accept that people who weren't Jews could ever be close to God. So they listened until this word, Gentiles, and when they then lifted up their voice and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, it's not fitting that he should live. And as they cried out and threw off their jackets and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded Paul to be brought into the fortress, bidding that he should be examined by whipping, by scourging, that he might know exactly for what cause they so shouted against him. And this is a theme in all the trials of Paul, that the men judging him, the Romans, kept saying, look, why do people hate you so much? And the only answer was because he preached the gospel of Jesus to them. And you'll find that when you preach the gospel, some people get very angry with you because in their heart of hearts, they know that what you're saying is true. So when they had tied him up, Paul said to the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge, that was to whip very badly, to scourge a man who is a Roman citizen and has not been condemned? And when the centurion heard that, he went to the chief captain and told him, saying, what are you about to do? This man is a Roman. And the chief captain came and said to him, tell me, are you a Roman? And he said, yes. And the chief captain answered, with a great sum of money, I bought this citizenship. And Paul said, but I was born a Roman citizen. Then those that were about to torture him withdrew from him immediately. And the chief captain also was afraid when he knew that he was a Roman, because he had bound him. But the next day, desiring to know with certainty why he was accused by the Jews, see, again, he can't understand why they hate Paul so much. He released the command of the chief priests and all the council to come together, and brought Paul down and set him before them.